Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Dean from Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. Hope everybody had a great week, and we're going to have a great weekend. Remember, it's every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check in your time zones, and we do start on time. If we get a little 1 minute or 2 minutes after, on occasion, there's a little bit of a glitch with the connection. You know, technology is not perfect. But I just wanted to remind you, don't call in 20 minutes after or maybe 30 minutes after, and you might not get through. Only because if it goes 10 minutes or so without any comments or questions, the operator and I will make the decision to end the call early just so we don't sit with dead air for too long. Plus, we record the episode so you can listen to the previous week when you do get the e-blast and the reminder for the weekly call. And we don't want to have 30 minutes of with nothing for you guys to listen to. So anyways. Getting off with the new year, we're trying to stay focused and positive. If you're just joining us on the program, remember, you're going to be checking in with us daily for the first week. We do that with everyone in the beginning. So week one, it's a daily check-in with your readings, your fasting blood sugar. That's the first check in the morning before you eat because that's the most accurate. Your blood pressure and your weight, we want that as well. And if you're taking insulin, give us the insulin units that you're taking, all right? So it's good to have your little station set up at home. It's a good idea to keep an eye on yourself. When you're making a lifestyle change like this, and we want you to have good communication with your medical doctor, your primary physician, hey, we want you to have real-time information, you know, not just waiting for that every 6 weeks or a couple of months or, for some of you, a few months to get a checkup, to get a new A1C, and waiting for this kind of thing, because your body starts changing as soon as you start making this lifestyle change. And this way, when your blood pressure starts coming down and the fasting sugar starts coming down, your weight starts coming down, you know, and all these things, you got to communicate with your medical doctor. When that fasting sugar in the morning goes below 100, okay, open up the dialogue with your MD about recalibrating your diabetes medication. It's also a great opportunity to review your entire medication list and see if there's something else that needs to be changed or maybe taking off of something as you start moving down the road on this. Remember something, and this is very important. When you're doing the wrong things, the numbers go up together, okay? Whether it's your blood glucose, blood pressure, or weight, but when you start doing the right things, and you start making a positive lifestyle change, eating the right way, good nutrition, staying with the low glycemic meal plan, as we call it, Help Your Diabetes, numbers start coming down together. So pay attention to these things. Communicate with your medical doctor. You're going to enjoy the journey a lot better and enjoy the positive changes moving forward as you start building up momentum as your body continues to heal and function better, as your body starts to get its insulin sensitivity back, as you're teaching your body how to produce insulin better on its own, as you move forward with this new lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, that's what we want you to be excited about as the numbers change, okay? Doesn't happen overnight, but we want you to keep an eye on things as you're moving forward. And once again, keep good communication with your primary physician. Any specialist you're working with could be the endocrinologist, could be a dialysis doctor for some of you, you know, your cardiologist, you know, as the list goes on like that, Everybody should be aware of what's going on so they know the reason why the numbers are coming down. You know, you're just not having one of these lucky days where you ate great one day, your numbers came down, and you're kind of getting the same instruction. They need to know what's happening with you, that you made this lifestyle change, so your communication is better. Today's topic, we do a different topic every week. It's about reducing your meds. So as I'm talking about this great communication with your MD, that's what we're talking about. When that fasting blood sugar in the morning. Hold on one second, please. There we go. I got it. Okay. I had a little alarm going off there. Sorry about that. As your numbers start coming down and your fasting sugar, that's the first check in the morning before you eat, starts getting in, let's say, the low hundreds or gets underneath or below 100, you got to talk to your doctor about adjusting. Let them know you're on the low glycemic meal plan from Help Your Diabetes. Let them know you're on some good quality nutrition. Please show your doctor the nutrition, the meal plans, so they know what's going on. Not only just because you're doing it, but it's also letting them know, wow, that's why it's coming down, and, you know, give them a heads up on sharing that with other diabetes patients that they have, and they want to see the positive results. I mean, what doctor doesn't want to see you get healthier, okay? But they're just used to giving out the medications. As your condition gets worse, as you move forward in life, your dosages get higher. You know, this is a different way now, and you're turning it around where your goal is to get that A1C below 6.0 off your diabetes medication with that normal fasting sugar reading in the morning. When you have those three things, you become what we call clinically non-diabetic, meaning you're not going to get the complications of diabetes. That's the goal, okay? And that's what we want for you. So reducing your meds topic is just what we just said. You're going to communicate that with your MD, all right, and make sure you're on top of that as those readings start coming down. And, you know, whatever it is, blood pressure, things like this too, as they start coming down, you might need to have that medication reduced. But always communicate with your medical doctor. We do not prescribe your drugs and medications. Your primary physician does. You just need to communicate that your lifestyle change now, your new lifestyle change with the low glycemic meal plan and your good quality nutrition. So they know, they meaning your medical doctor, your any specialist you're working with, the reason why it's coming down, so they know how to reduce the medication when necessary. They don't want your numbers going too low. Nobody does, especially you. You know how it feels when things get too low, whether it's fasting glucose or something else. You know, too much medication, you're not going to feel so good. So you want to make sure the meds and the dosages are being adjusted as your body starts healing and functioning better. You know, that's it. Don't overcomplicate it, okay? It's just eating and good quality nutrition. And you communicating with your MD and working together with them to reduce your medications when it's appropriate, okay? So that being said, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. Just a couple more things. Remember, if you have anything administrative you need handled, you're waiting for something to come in the regular mail or email, a password or login credentials, leave a message on the check-in line or email. Remember, 800-321-9054 is the phone check-in. And support@helpyourdiabetes.com is the check-in email. Let us know if you have a question. You can ask either way, or if you're waiting for something and you need to have us track it for you and find out what's going on there, something administrative, we want to make sure that all your questions are answered and you're getting things on time, you're logging in okay, and you're getting the full benefit of the program, and we don't want you to be frustrated about any of that. So, okay, let us know. So, operator, I'm ready when you are. Open up the phones for comments and questions. Take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. For any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's Thank you.
Hey, remember everybody, today's topic is about reducing medication. Please communicate with your MD. Let them know you're on the Help Your Diabetes program, low glycemic meal plan, good quality nutrition. Please share that with your medical doctor. And, you know, make sure everybody's on the same page. This is your team you're putting together. And the communication with your primary physician is everything. When you make a change like this, they need to know what's going on. So when you start talking about reducing meds as the topic of today is, you're on the same page. You know, there's no like, you know, why are you asking me about reducing? I don't want to reduce. When if they don't know you're changing your lifestyle, then they're just kind of like wondering what's going on, and they'll let you know when it's time. But if you're communicating the new lifestyle with them, and the low glycemic meal plan with the good quality nutrition, they're going to, and then you're staying away from all the bad starchy carbs and all those avoid items that created diabetes to begin with, then they understand why it's coming down, and you're going to be a different type of communication than everybody else in his practice that isn't doing any kind of program or whatever. So look at it that way. Look at it as a positive. And that this is what this is all about. We want you to have a healthier quality of life moving down the road. As you get older, easier is better, not harder. So all this is positive. Don't think about the things that you're missing out on that created the diabetes. Look at what you're gaining instead. You're gaining a better quality of life. You're learning about some new healthier foods instead of things that are causing you more problems and more complications. And as you start feeling better and start reducing your meds with the help of your primary physician, that's going to be exciting, something you've never done before, something maybe you didn't think that you could do, or your medical doctor or, you know, friends, family, as that list goes on, saying that, you know, you're not going to be able to do it or very negative about it. And you're going to show them that, wow, look at the way the body changes when you start eating healthier and taking some good quality nutrition. It's very powerful, and you're going to see. So set the example. And remember, share anything positive with us on these group calls because, number one, we like to record them, and you're going to be helping somebody else. Not everybody wants to ask questions. There's a lot of listeners out there. So share anything positive because you might say that one thing that helps somebody get back on track that was thinking about eating something they shouldn't eat, or they're getting frustrated and all these things as we all, you know, go through when you make a lifestyle change like this. So if your energy's increased, if you have reduced any of your medications with the help of your physician or your primary physician, family members or doctors are noticing positive changes about yourself. You're noticing changes with the activities of daily living, as we call it. Hey, it could be that you're bending down easier, you're sleeping better, your vision has improved, your digestion is better, you're walking for longer distances without getting out of breath as fast. All of these things are starting to get better. And don't forget, you're boosting your immune system big time with all this COVID and all of this stuff going on. You want to keep your immune system strong more now than ever, okay? So share all the positive with us. You're going to be helping other people that are patients that are listening to this, people on the program, and that's very valuable. So don't forget that. And that being said, star zero, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Thank you, Dr. D. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. There are no questions or comments at this time.
Operator, it looks like we got a little super quiet group call today, but we'll give it the 10 minutes, as we said, and we'll see how it goes there. And nobody has any questions. We'll end the call early, but let's give it a little more time. Anybody out there, star zero if you have a question.
Thank you. And our first question comes from Ken. Ken, please go ahead and state your question.
Hey there, Ken. How you doing, sir?
Yeah. Fine, how are you?
Welcome. Great.
I have two questions, if that's okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can do three if you want.
Okay. Low blood sugar. If you get below 80, is that not too good? You know, I've had some readings in the 70s. Is that dangerous?
That's okay. Well, you know, I mean, the scale is kind of from the 70s up to 110. It's kind of a pretty good range, or from 70s below 100. You'll see a couple different things. But, you know, as long as you're in that normal range, you're good to go. If it's too much medication pushing it down as you get down there, you might want to have that adjusted and recalibrated. But if you're not on any diabetic medication and those are your readings, you're good. You're doing great. But again, if you're concerned about something or you're on other medications other than diabetes meds, you know, other things should be coming down also. So have that, open up that dialogue with your doctor, as the topic of today is reducing your meds, and see if there's something else on your list that you might need to get rid of. It's no use being on something as your body's functioning better and becoming healthier if you don't need it any longer. But a lot of times you got to bring it up to your MD, because they're so used to seeing, some of you have had relationships with your doctor for 20, 30 plus years. And, you know, you might have to be like, hey, I'm living a new lifestyle now. Maybe you don't need that acid reflux medication anymore. Maybe you don't need the gout medication anymore. Maybe the allergy med no longer is needed. You know what I'm saying? So look at not just your blood sugar and your diabetes med, but as you're coming down and if you're in the normal range, it's time to have that conversation with your doctor because things are really starting to function better and the readings are letting you know what's going on. I mean, you're like the smartest person in the room. Don't forget, everyone. When you're checking your blood sugar in the morning, even your blood pressure and your weight, you're checking your blood. I mean, your blood doesn't lie, okay? Your doctor doesn't live with you. We don't live with you. You got real-time information with that finger stick. If you know how powerful that is, that you can get that real-time information like that? It's really, it's pretty awesome that you can do that and keep an eye on yourself. So look at that as that's real information, and you need to speak to your MD. Trust what's going on. Your blood is the same blood that they take in their office from you. It's not different. It's the same. Okay, so I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but it's all this is very important, and sometimes a question like that gets me going, and I don't want to leave anything out. I want to bring as much value as I can to these group calls. So go ahead, Ken. What's question number two?
Still related to question one, I've been off my diabetes meds for months now. This is my fifth month with Help Diabetes Program. So
well,
I just had someone tell me that, you know, if you're below 80, you should talk to your doctor about it. But since 70 to 1.5 or 1.10 is good, then I'm fine. You've answered my question.
You're off your meds. If there's any other medication that you're on for any other reason, even that number is letting you know your body's functioning really well off the meds. What else is on your list that you need to discuss? Because other areas of your life, huh?
My other question is in regards to going on the maintenance program since I'm almost finished with my your diabetes health pack. I'm down to a week, so I'd like to join the maintenance program. So what do I need to do, and what does it cost me per month?
We don't like to talk money on the show on the group call, but as you start coming down to the end of the program, what we have you do is, like I say with everybody, keep checking in until your supplements are finished. All right. It might not work out exactly, and you might have some extra time there depending on when you started. So no stress there. Keep checking in until the supplements are gone, and then we'll make our maintenance recommendations at that time, where we have a link that Dr. Hawking set up, and you'll see the different options that you have when it comes to the maintenance, whether it's the supplements, or do you want to keep the group call, do you want to keep contact. There's different levels, and you know, you can also, if you want to use our nutrition and the health packs, the maintenance pack, you can. If you choose not to and you want to take your own supplements, you can. So, you know, we leave it up to you, but we have some things that we do offer, and we can cross that bridge when it's time. It's really crazy affordable. He makes it really gets you, keep you dialed in. And the health and the maintenance pack is very similar to the health pack you're taking now, just a maintenance dose. That's all. So that's kind of how we do it.
Sounds good. I'll follow up this week then.
Yeah, any time, Ken. And you're doing a great job, man. And like I said, if you're got any other medications you need to discuss that with your doctor about reducing or coming off of, please do that, because your fasting sugar numbers are letting you know your body's functioning better as a whole. As we don't want to get so tunnel vision just the diabetes, but as a whole, everything starts working better when you handle what we say, the 800-pound gorilla in the room called diabetes. Okay?
I understand. I appreciate your information.
You're very welcome, Ken. Keep up the good work, man. You're doing awesome. Keep going.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Ken. The question is now open again for any questions or comments.
Hey, listen, I'm going to bounce off of Ken real quick because remember, and Ken, if you still are listening or whoever, as he's off his diabetes meds and his readings are in the normal range, we want to make sure we get your next A1C check so we can see where that is. We want to get it below 6.0 or even better. So remember, below 5.6 is normal, right? So 5.6 to 6.4, you're pre-diabetes. Over 6.4 is diabetes. So under 6.0 with no diabetes meds, you're going to prevent yourself from getting the complications. But if you can get lower than that, right, 5.9, 5.8, 5.7, 5.6, and then down is where you want to go. Better for you, you know. So make sure that as you're coming to the end of the program, you're scheduling that updated A1C so you can see where you are. That's the real benchmark that you want. So what I like to say, too, this is important. When you get that A1C and it's below 6.0, don't celebrate too early, is my recommendation. Go another A1C test 3 months down the road. Make sure you're going in the right direction still and your body's letting you know that it's stable before you start dabbling in the cheat day or cheat meal or treat meal, whatever you want to call it. I think it's a good idea to keep going, go another A1C test, or maybe go two more and let your body let you know that, hey, I'm really functioning, firing on all cylinders, before you give yourself maybe, as we talk about, a treat meal once a week, the meal, and see how your body handles that. Okay? That's something important to do. Don't start celebrating too soon and going off the rails. It's easy to do if you're not careful after you put all this good solid work in and your body's really got a lot of momentum on its side. So take that for what it's worth. And I'm not trying to, you know, make it harder on you, but I just want you to be realistic and I want you to keep, moving forward as you have that momentum on your side with your body continues to heal and function better. Okay. So star zero, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Thanks, Dr. Dean. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. There are no questions or comments at this time, but the floor is open. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad.
So remember, everyone, when that sugar gets below 100, as a reminder, you open up a dialogue with your medical doctor about recalibrating your diabetes meds. That fasting level of under 100 is where you want to be. You know, from like 100 up, 100 to 125, right in there, is a kind of a pre-diabetes range with today's numbers. It used to be not too long ago where 120 was the normal range, but numbers for some reason keep going down as they want to give out more medication. So, but that being said, under 100 is normal. 100 to like 125, they call you like in the pre-diabetes range. So just to give you a little heads up there, communicating with your doc about reducing medication. Okie doke, just wanted to bring that up.
Thank you, doctor. Again, the floor is open for any questions or comments. For either, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. There are no questions or comments at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is open for questions or comments. For either, please press star zero on your telephone keypad.
A
Again, ladies and gentlemen, for any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no questions or comments at this time.
Operator, we'll give it a few more minutes, and we'll see how it goes, and otherwise we'll end the call. A few more minutes out there, everyone. If you're out there, have a question, we're here for you.
There are no questions or comments at this time. Thank you.
Okay, operator, we're going to end the call now, and thank you, Ken, for the calling in and giving us the positive about your readings and off your diabetes meds. Nice going. That's what we want for everybody. So great job. Keep up the good work. And remember, we do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is our group call. Look for that e-blast every week we send out announcing the group call in your email. Please make sure you're checking your spam or junk folder with the emails if you don't have us in your address book or contact list on your computer, it could jump over there, okay? We want you to make sure you're getting everything, receiving the weekly meal plans, you're logging in okay, and all of that. We want you to enjoy everything that's going on with the ease of doing it. If you're having any problems, please leave a message or with the check-in line, 800-321-9054. Or support@helpyourdiabetes.com, and we'll make sure we handle that situation ASAP. Whatever you need, we're here for you 7 days a week. And that being said, we'll see you next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope your football team is in the playoffs this weekend, and, you have a great weekend. Stay on track, everyone. Don't forget, get your food logs in every week. If you're just joining us, daily check-in for week one, then we go to a weekly check-in, and you can send in your readings along with your food log at the same time. Have a great weekend, everyone. Operator, thanks so much for a great group call. We'll see you next Saturday. Have an awesome weekend. Bye now.